And we're back in session as a county commission. There was a motion made and seconded during executive session to come out of executive session, which was approved. Linda? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have just passed out to you the road material bid. We have the bid tab behind the road material recommendations that are attached on the front. I have Hardin Collins, David Staudel, and Randy Hayes from Road and Bridge with me today. We met at 7:30 this morning, gentlemen, and went over these and therefore came up with our recommendations that are on the front. I also have attached from the 76 Quarry a letter that he included to me with granulation on the back.
And so this recommendations is Harlan, David, Randy all participated. They all agree with this?
Yes, sir.
This you is guys have seen this?
To award it.
I mean, so like on section two, number two, asphalt materials, oil delivered, would it say that coastal is your primary and right is your secondary? Or are they equally, or what? How did you put them in what particular order?
We wanted to put them equal.
Okay. So they're all these are basically equal, not a primary, secondary, and
yes, sir.
Tertiary and all that. Okay.
I guess we've got to go back through here and look for cost then.
See, like on the oil, okay, I listed Coastal Energy first because they have a better price, but they do not. They put a no bid. If you'll flip to section two, they put a no bid on MAC 400, which is an oil that we use. So therefore, we can't make them a secondary because Coastal does not have a bid as a primary. So we want to put them equal so that way we could buy from either. We will start with the lower price, but when it comes to the MAC 400 that we need, we'll have to go to Wright Asphalt.
And so when purchasing, whoever's doing the placement of the orders will know who is the lowest price on which subcategory, and that's how we're going to follow it.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
I have provided this to Road and Bridge. They all have a copy of this, and they'll get a final copy once it's awarded by you gentlemen.
You know, I appreciate and understand what you just said, but can you also reduce that to writing so that we can put that in the file?
Certainly.
Because, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
That's what my thing is. I mean, I can have a motion, but I really want that explanation. And should I wait for the explanation before we make the motion or just contingent on the detailed explanation of, you know, like you said, the oil and all that. Is that
right.
Possible to write some summary up on that? I know with the transition, too, we want to make sure there's nothing lost in with your new position moving on. So, Ron, how would you like me to do that? I can move to accept the road material bid recommendations with the explanation letter.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll just get that right away when I get back.
Well,
wait just a second. Dan?
On something, are we going to do this all at one time, or are we going to go down this list where...
Well, he was talking about the possibility of making a recommendation, and if he made that recommendation, should he include the letter? That's as far as we've gotten of explanation. That you put two down, for example. One was the low bidder. However, that one didn't furnish something else that we needed. Therefore, you needed someone else.
Right. Now, I'm fine with that, and I think that can be simple. But from two all the way down to two, three, four, where there's just one person that she's recommending, 11, 9, I don't see that those, we can't... Unless you're just wanting to award the whole thing at one time, why we can't go ahead and award those?
Number 9 and number 11, they were the only bidders.
That's what I mean.
Right, yeah.
And then we've got two you explained, mm-hmm. and you can get a letter to us on that. And then 3, 4.
So would you rather just do the ones that we have, the easy ones, do those, and then get the letters from Linda first, and then come back and award?
And however you guys want to do it.
Or we can have the gentleman come up. They, like, on, for instance, on the asphalt laid in place, number 4, if you'll flip to the bid, we did have 3 on that, but they felt as though they've never had a problem receiving that and due to mileage. Harlan, will you, or Randy, will you come up and explain to the commission why you decided to go with just one versus awarding all 3 on that? That was their recommendation, so.
Yeah. Do you understand where I'm at?
I believe so.
I think so.
We don't need a written recommendation. We've got one bidder.
No, I understand. And
where do you just want to start?
Well, we was talking about the ones that were just had. She explained what the reason for 2.
Okay.
The oil delivery and the oil that you like to, now, that you
number
use.
3, that item there is also coastal, but it's the only product we'll be using there would be the SS1. The other, the EA300 is an emulsion type sealant oil, and we probably won't use that. It's still on the bid list. There might come a time we probably want to revert back to that, but
okay. There will be a time when you will eliminate that, or you will revert back to the 3.
We might revert back to it. It depends on what these guys want to do. It's an emulsion oil. If we get into a lot of a bleeding situation, sometimes it's good to use that oil maybe a year if you have. It doesn't bleed near as bad as some of the cutback oils.
So, 3, 4, 9, 11. That's one bidder. That's seemed like a
okay. Number 4, that's your overlays laid in place, and they wanted to pick Jernigan as the primary bidder. They have the best price. We'd probably pick a secondary bidder being APAC. If it comes to a point when we can't scheduling, if we have to wait a long period of time to get Jernigan to do the job, then we would go to the next one if they're available,
but
depending.
Number 4 doesn't have an option. There's no option on the 4.
We didn't have that.
You wanted me to just do the one, I thought.
But we primarily have been.
Well, then let's just go ahead and do what you guys said. If we got questions there, because we need a secondary on that.
Do we need a secondary number 4, you're saying?
We've run.
I'm hearing.
General, we haven't. We haven't had to in the last couple of years. We've been pretty good about getting there and doing the jobs.
I know of 2 situations where we had to wait for 6 weeks time frame. 6 weeks time frame on overlay is very sensitive with the weather. It can 6 weeks can turn into 10 weeks or vice versa. So I'm not – you just go ahead and redo that list, then I'm going to withdraw
you
what
can,
I said.
You can redo the list anytime you want, Dan, just by making a
we
the three of
that,
us.
We?
You want to add APAC to number
4?
Number 4?
Is that going to be in a written out explanation so that whenever we have the other bidders say, hey, why'd you do this? And then you added this one.
Well, they were this is
just a recommendation from
right.
them.
Right.
Whatever we do is.
Right, that's correct. It's only a recommendation. The actual bid numbers are right here, Danny, so they would be second because they were in second place. Jernigan was first.
Mm-hmm.
APAC would be secondary, and Table Rock, if we chose to award a third one. Would be
I like
third.
The secondary bids myself on those, especially something like that overlay. I know we prepared one road 3 times waiting on certain overlay companies to get there. That's cost to the county. You have to add that on to the cost of what you had to wait on. So I would like to have a secondary.
So you want to add APAC to number 4?
I added it to my list.
I added
all right.
to my list.
That's fine.
Okay, here's the question. I almost want to see these letters. How pressing are we with these letters, Linda?
I'm sorry.
How pressed are we for material, guys? If we could wait until we got the letters of recommendation of why, because there's a lot of explanation, like just number one.
Okay.
It's almost like I'd rather see the reasoning to understand what's going on. I mean, that seems to be a pretty big motion if I said per recommendations depend, you know, pursuant to her letter, but maybe we don't like her letter.
Or reasoning, you mean?
Or the reasoning, meaning not the letter, but the reasoning. It's almost like I'd just like to see the reasoning written out before I awarded any of this.
That's where I was going after we run into this other thing.
Right.
And then up at the top, those five, location.
Well, there's a lot of
evaluation
factors.
Of mileage.
Right, that's why they asked to have those all awarded, because depending on where the job is in the county.
But see, I'd like to put that in writing.
Do you want to do each one, 1 through 10, and the reason behind each one, why we're awarding it this way on each item?
I would.
Okay.
For
it makes it easier on me, but it also makes it on the vendors who bid. They can understand what their criteria of.
Right, and why or why not, why they received it or why they didn't receive it. And then.
I mean, and you guys have probably debated that, but I'd sure like to see it in writing so that I could award it with a clear understanding so there's no confusion of why.
Don't misunderstand. I'm really appreciative of this. It's really helpful.
It is.
But it will help in the explanation process to receive what we're chatting about. It would be a big help.
Because you're not the ones that get the call on it. We do. We do. I guess a simple way to put it.
We do that for next Thursday.
When would we be able to meet again on that?
Can we wait? I know you're next Thursday.
No, Monday I leave and go to the sheriff's office.
But you could still help us with this, perhaps. We could work that out to do this on a week from today.
I'll speak with Jimmy, but I'm sure he
would. You got today and tomorrow to prepare it, and then you can come back over and just... But how about we'll do it next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
That gives you 7 days to get with these guys' schedules and all that to get some explanation of why.
Perfect.
On that.
We have some people that wanted to speak to this, however. Daryl, did I see you start to get up? Would you like to? Yes, sir.
That's right.
Good morning. I'm Daryl Cornelius with the 76th Quarry in Kirbyville. I just gave you a copy of a page from this year's road maintenance material bid submitted from the Jernigan Quarry. And the bid, this is just one page from that bid. And the item, group item one, aggregate loaded on county trucks at Pitter Quarry, and pricing for each item. The bid request, the terms of the bid were the material requested was aggregate loaded on the trucks. At the bottom, the vendors put a note that the above pricing is for material in stockpiles at Hilda. That shifts the expense of maintaining, operating, providing a front end loader, a person to operate it, scale personnel for weighing the trucks, and that adds a lot of expense to the county that the other vendors have to pay. So that puts one vendor
as a
significant advantage over the others if they're not required to provide the same services.
Okay, I'm new to this.
It looks to me like, answer that for me, Randy. The number one says loaded on county trucks at Pitter Quarry.
Right. So since if these prices are not actual loaded cost, I would think this would be an invalid bid.
I would think that they would be actual loaded costs. Isn't that what they've, am I wrong?
Isn't that, we bid it to actual loaded trucks, right?
That's the cost that we pay at that quarry.
Loaded on county trucks.
On county trucks.
So we don't pay for scale, we don't pay for the material. Who does all that?
We load it and we weigh it just to keep track of what we're buying out of.
But so then this bid doesn't reflect our actual cost of loading it on the truck?
Not our cost, no.
My question is, are they saying they're going to load it on the trucks? That's what the bid spec at the top says. It says, aggregate loaded on county trucks at Pitter Quarry, and then it shows per ton what that cost is. I would think that's the charge for having it loaded. I see your statement at the bottom, but I
no,
does
that's
that
not my statement. That's
I'm sorry, the statement that you're alluding to is at the bottom. But is that not just a reference to the material that's in stockpiles out there? Is not their intention to load it on the truck by this bid, or maybe I'm wrong?
It was not.
You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
They crush the material at that quarry, but they don't load or weigh the trucks.
So they aren't loading it. So they aren't loading the truck.
No, we're doing our own loading and weighing.
So then, this doesn't. This sheet would not fulfill the bid specs. Bid specs was loaded on our truck, and my assumption would be get the material on our truck, right? I mean, that's how.
Whose bid is this again?
This is Jernigan.
Jernigan. Okay.
They submitted two of the bids for group number one. This one was from the Hilda Quarry.
So this is the Hilda Quarry. The other one is for, does it have the same language at the top? Does it have the same language at the bottom?
It states the Hollister.
This is for the Hilda Quarry.
I have a full bid if you want to see it. The bid from the other Jernigan Quarry is from the Hollister South Quarry, and it does not have this line at the bottom.
So what's okay? So
here's the first one. It does state pricing. So at they Hollister South Quarry.
So let me ask you this, Linda.
Yeah. Okay.
They supplied two bids.
Yes, sir.
One from Hilda and one from not Hilda. What's the difference in price?
This is I've got them listed side by side on our bid tab.
There is a difference.
I've listed Hollister and then Hilda.
So it's the same price on the half inch clean, right?
Yes, sir.
There's differences both ways, but majorically.
But you're saying that we're responsible for labor on Hilda. Well, then it's not an accurate bid.
Well, there's two bids.
Yeah, but if Hilda price doesn't include labor, someone has to pay for the labor, and if the county has to pay for it, then it needs to be reflected in here, or we should have reworded this.
Well, it's the same statement at the end of each for the Hilda Quarry and the Hollister South Quarry. Do we load at the Hollister South Quarry as well?
No.
Pardon?
No.
They do.
They load and weigh at all other quarries.
So if we told...
But they don't load it at Hilda.
They don't load at Hilda.
No. So if we told them they had to load it at Hilda and all that, what would their price be?
I have no idea.
Because
I don't
that's according to the bid specs, that's what they would have
to do. That's what they were asked to bid on.
They have to load it and be an all-inclusive price where we don't have labor involved.
Randy, I would ask definitively that you ask them that question, and if it's not loaded, then we're going to have to address that. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Quarry, all other quarries are open to the public, and where anybody in the public can go in and buy material at these other quarries. Hilda is not.
Okay.
That material there at that quarry is its ground for our use there on county roads in that area. But it's not open to the public.
It's also my understanding that it's not just the labor, the county also furnishes equipment. I believe that unless I'm mistaken, the county provides a front-end loader to load the equipment.
And we have the labor to...
We have a loader there, and each driver of the truck who's ever going in there to get the material loads the truck and weighs the truck on his way out.
Let me get even more
difficult. That's not this bit.
Who furnished the scales? Did they buy the scales put in the quarry?
We don't furnish the scales. They furnish them.
Okay. So there's some questions you could go back to them with because they are way down on the line on this list according to the way you've got it on there, except for mileage. But you could go back and ask them about the cost of the loading. That's where I see because if they have the investment of the scales, and that you could ask about the the loading cost?
I think we need to get some answers, and when you come back Thursday, you can explain that to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they need to adhere to what we bid out, so it's apples to apples. And
yeah. The prices are different, though, a little different on some of this stuff because of that. But anyway,
I mean, it's got to be loaded. I mean, my understanding is they would have to load it and provide the personnel to load it. We would just drive a truck. They would load it. We'd drive away like every place else. So, and that's how we bid it. So we're going to repost it for Thursday, a week from today.
Anything else? Thank you, sir.
Can I have that original bid?
Is this it?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are these mine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do we have next, Linda?
Next, we have janitorial services.
Is this one easier?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Renee and I have reviewed this. It's all, the prices are laid out on the bid tab. Her recommendation is to award Pippin as the primary, Springfield Paper Company as the secondary. As the other two vendors just have very few things, she likes to keep it all where she can order from the companies and order her whole list at one time. Renee, can you come up?
How many paper portable cups do we actually buy? Because I see there's a price difference there. Is there loaded costs or something like that?
Actually, that's the jail supply.
Okay.
And I order that for them. And they use that maybe once every 2 months.
Okay.
And it's medicine cups she uses it for.
I'll move that we accept Pippin as the primary, Springfield Paper as the secondary on the janitorial supply bid as presented.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept Pippin Wholesale as the primary supplier and Springfield Paper Company as the secondary as presented, and I might add recommended.
Mm-hmm. And recommended.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Renee. Renee,
next.
Could I get you to do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you put into writing your recommendation? It was. Thank you.
Okay, next gentleman, we have the county tax sale. I have Ms. Sheila White here.
Ma'am?
Sheila, can you come up if you don't mind? Gentlemen, we have two bids on the county tax sale. We have the Branson Trail Lakes News coming in at $4.40 per column inch, and the Taney County Times coming in at $3.95 per column inch. Sheila Wyatt had contacted the newspaper company prior to find out last year, and I'll just let you tell them about your writing and how you had to have a little bit more room.
We were using the same font size as last year, but the space between the column was, and I have to write the bid number and the amount of bid right by that, and so I would sometimes have to move over to another spot to have room. So I had called to find out what I needed to put in the bid so that how that could be. And so I was told that it was, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Right here.
Okay. I was told that that was called leading, and that just to move it to 10.5 leading. So that's what we put in the bid.
Okay. And so the bids that were submitted met those requirements.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was that letter? No, right over there. That's it. Is that my copy?
If you can read that one, yeah. I've got one. I didn't bring that with me. Do you have a copy of that?
I did. That's good.
I left a copy up here. So.
I read from the newspaper that comes out all the items, so that's the reason we designate the type. And
sure.
Before we move forward, do you have a recommendation on this particular bid?
Well, it seemed pretty simple. We had, because if it's, you know, like apples for apples, the same type and the same letting, it's per column inch, and so the least expensive to the county, to the customer, would be the $3.95 per column inch.
Okay. Okay. How much did we spend last year on this? About $17,000. Is that
the year before was $17,000.
Okay.
Last year, it they bid twice on it, and it came down, and it's about $10,000 last year.
Okay.
I just went and ran right now, subject to the sale. If it were today, I have 1,324 to be advertised, but
wow.
I hope that we get it down. We sent out certified notices in June.
Wow. Okay. We were provided a letter, Linda. I don't. Did you receive a letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's, I'm trying to digest the letter and then digest what I'm hearing here and trying to understand.
When does this bid have to? When does this bid have to be let? What is the date?
You mean when does it have to be awarded?
Awarded, yes.
We send our notices to the customers June 1st.
Okay.
Certified notice telling, and we put another letter in there telling them it'll be advertised on this date and in this paper.
So you have to advertise 2 weeks prior?
No, we have to run it three. I'm sorry, you want to know when it was actually going to run the paper?
Yes.
July the. We run it 3 weeks before the sale, not sooner than 15 days before, if I got that out right. So August, the Wednesday in August is the third week, so back up 2 weeks in July. Okay, right here. July 20th, July 27th, and August 3rd.
Okay.
Do you, gentlemen, want to consider and not award this bid today to investigate some of the...
Well, I would like to, you know, I would just like to understand this letter, and here's a copy, Linda. I need you to make sure. I'm kind of leaning toward Danny, I want to make sure that I'm not making a hasty decision here.
Mr. Hausman, what is your opinion on what we should do here?
Well, I think we need to take this into consideration the same as we took this gentleman's into consideration about road materials. Strictly from what we see that is printed, the one is clearly lower, but when you read this, that may or may not be the case. So I think that we need to
it
have...
It appears that this might go with newspaper services versus the county tax sale.
Okay.
Is what I'm
saying.
So
that doesn't apply to this.
I do not see it applying to this.
Just a moment. Go ahead, Linda.
I do not see this letter applying to this. I see the rates that he's put in here matches my next bid of the newspaper services versus the county tax sale.
Good morning. I'm Michael Schubert, publisher of the Branson Trilex News. I appreciate the commission giving me an opportunity to address the group here. That is correct, and maybe I should have been a little more precise on my heading. I was talking specifically about the newspaper services bid, which is not being discussed at the moment. Ms. Wyatt correctly did reach out some time ago to get actual specifics relating to the county tax sale. The point of 9-point type on 10.5-point letting is exactly an apples-to-apples comparison. I commend her for reaching out and specifying that, and I have no issues whatsoever with this aspect. The point I'm addressing to the commission is more related to the newspaper services aspect of the bid, and I'll be happy to address that when you take that up. But I also want to make one quick point since it was come out. That yes, $10,000 was about right last year for the county tax sale, and those were published by the Branson Trilex News, my newspaper. The year before was $17,000 in 2009, and we did not publish the county tax sale that year. I think that's an important distinction. Hmm. Thank you.
I can pull the two papers so we can see exactly how many pages for each, because each sale is not the same. It depends on the parcels.
Right.
And that is correct, too.
All right. Well, so with that information, I'm going to move that we award the Taney County tax sale bid to the Taney County Times at a rate of $3.95 per column inch.
I'll second the motion. From the letter that I read,
right,
was confused on.
Me too.
The exact. I thought it applied to both because of two columns.
Right. Motion's been made and seconded to award the county tax sale. You would call that an advertisement. What did you call that?
Sure.
Advertisement to the Taney County Times at $3.95 per column inch as bid. Discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Next, Linda.
Okay, next, gentlemen, we have the newspaper services bid. This will reflect the letter that we have. And when I was reviewing the bids, I saw that we did not specify the type font. Mr. Schubert did specify in his bid that it was a 9-point set. I contacted Taney County Times, and I have a letter from them as well. It states in the letter, I did notice in his letter, it states here, he says, the Times did not specify in its bid the size they would do the notices, so one can only assume that the Times will continue its current policy of typesetting the county's public notices bigger than necessary. And the letter that they sent me is there. It says, please be informed that all legal public notices are formatted per our standard in a 9-point font size. Unless otherwise specified in the bid submitted, material will be formatted in a 9-point font size. Is what they explained to me is their bid is their bid. Whether we wanted it in an 8-point or a 9-point or a 10-point, their bid was their bid. So their column inch came in at $4.95 per column inch, and Branson Trilex News came in at $6.30 per column inch.
Help me out. I don't understand what you mean by their bid is their bid.
Their bid is at the 9-point font is what you're saying.
Correct. That's what their letter says that their standard is. Unless otherwise specified, it's at 9-point font.
And both?
What?
Can we move it until Thursday?
Let's wait till. What I'd like to do is digest this. I know what you're saying, and you just got the letter, but what I'd like to do is hold off on this award till next Thursday also,
okay,
so I can, understand what you're saying, read the letter.
Right.
I probably want a copy of the bid you put out.
Okay.
If I can get a copy of the bid emailed me, or maybe all three of us,
yes, sir,
so we can kind of see the apples to apples what we're doing here, because
okay,
it seems like we didn't specify on this one.
That's correct.
And so there's maybe that's some of the issues. So what I'd like to do is understand how we bid it, and then
right,
maybe get the clarifications. I see what you're saying, and I saw the attached letter, Linda.
Right.
But let's for
I'll make you a copy even of the
please
the responses as well. That way
that would be best. I don't want to make
gentlemen,
a
let's repost for next
can
Thursday.
Can you do that, Linda, also? I know
yes, sir.
We'll just do them at the same time.
Perfect.
So we don't have to make a decision on that, but I'd rather just hold off on this. Okay?
Danny, you all right with that?
Yeah. Linda, anything else?
That's all I have at this moment, gentlemen.
We're not going to have time to do the agenda request review. I know you're leaving. I had the 10:00 conference call. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Real quick, the
letter you referenced from the Times, Ms. Gifford, when did you receive that?
I'm sorry?
The letter you referenced from the Times?
I received that yesterday. I called for clarification.
After the bid was open?
Yes, sir, because the bid did not state. Right. So because you specified on your paper, okay, it didn't necessarily set it to Branson Tri-Lakes News says this, so therefore,
I
needed clarification.
Excuse me, both. We don't want to debate this now.
Okay.
We're going to bring this back up next Thursday, but if you have any comments that you would like to address to us, that would be fine, or to Linda. But I don't want to go into that right now. I'm not going to do that because we need to move on to get to appointments that we have, and I apologize.
But my thing is I don't want to rush this at all.
I will be available. And I understood what he had said there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I want to see what the bid said.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
I want to know what the bid said.
Okay.
And that's why I want the whole bid.
I'll get you a copy of the bid and both responses. And then now that I have this other letter as well, I can read those, review these, and get you. I've given you a copy of the other letter that the Taney County Times submitted to me yesterday.
I have two appointments in Branson. Those are at 1:00. Is it possible for us to move the agenda request review to late in the afternoon, whether we do it by conference call or whatever?
Let's do
can
that.
Can we postpone to a definite time?
Yeah, motion to postpone to a definite time.
Would 4 o'clock review work?
4 o'clock.
With possible conference call.
Yeah, we're not limited.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, should we check?
Well, I'll be back here. But
should we check with Nikki?
There's nothing posted. We'll be all right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our time frame that she's working on different projects and different things.
I think this is safe. If she's too busy, we won't have to. We can just not have the meeting. So,
okay.
It'll probably be via phone call anyway. So
my
that's
call
my
started 19 minutes ago.
You want to second
thank
it?
Thank you, gentlemen.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll stand. No, it's not.